Hey, good day, fellow dealmakers. We got 7 minutes on the clock. We're going to talk about selling your digital marketing agency, right? So on today's show, we're going to talk about those things. Welcome to the show.
Happy to be here, Josh. Thank you.
Yeah, man. 7 minutes goes fast. So why don't you tell us what you do and why that surprises some people in the digital marketing space?
Yeah, a lot of people, when they talk about a selling or a transaction, they think about exiting and I'm going to leave my business. Most of the transactions we do, guys, women don't exit. They evolve their business. They accelerate their business. They grow more rapidly. They have bigger opportunities and on from there. So typically, our clients are all in the digital marketing space. We only represent sellers. They are usually between $1 million of EBITDA. Net profit, $1 million of EBITDA and about $5 million of EBITDA. And the buyer who acquires them is typically either a private equity firm or a company backed by private equity. And my clients will get a significant chunk of cash, somewhere between 50 and 70% of the deal. And then they will also get equity in the mothership or the larger company, whatever you want to refer to it as. And the objective is for that second bite to be larger than the cash realized at the beginning. Yeah. And in fact, if any of your listeners want to follow up, we have a podcast called the Second Bite Podcast, and they can listen to other founders and entrepreneurs that have built a digital marketing firm and done a transaction, partnered with private equity, had a great result, had a bad result, we're surprised by things, we're excited by things. They can hear it all directly from a colleague or an equal, if you will.
Yeah. So first bite is that 50 to 70%. Here's some cash. Good job, ladies and gents. You did good. The second bite, explain what you mean when do you get that second bite of that apple?
So I'll give you a quick example. We sold a company just over four years. So it was November of 2019, our guys were $2 million of EBITDA. They got $8 million in cash. They got $1 million a year later in an earnout, and they held on to 40% of the business.
Wow. Okay.
Fast forward to the end of 2023, they were $16 million of EBITDA. I would suggest, and they've done four acquisitions. They had a really good private equity firm. I would suggest that business probably trades for 14 or 15 or 16 times EBITDA. That's 240 million. They have 30 million of debt, so roughly 200 million of value. My clients have been diluted down to about 24, 25% of the larger company. Or said the other way, 4 years ago, they sold 60% of their business for $9 million. And the 40% they didn't sell has got to be worth $40 or $50 million today. Plus, they've been having more fun, been more excited, been more involved in the business than they have over the prior 10 years.
Yeah. I got two buddies that come to mind that would want me to ask this question, right? They built it from the ground up, the founders, the face, man, blood, sweat, tears, identity, all wrapped up into the gig, right?
Yeah.
And at some point you sell, right? You sell a part of your baby. And that, do you have to show up every day, clock in, clock out, and have a boss? Like what does that look like post-acquisition?
Yeah, that's such a good question, right? Because here's what a buyer does. So let's go back to that first example.
Yeah.
They wrote a check for $8 million. You know what they want? They want the $2 million of EBITDA. I don't care how you've done it in the past. I don't care how you do it in the future. But bring me the $2 million. Plus, we want to grow this into something bigger, right?
Yeah.
I always say to clients, if you perform, those guys work for you. It's when you miss your numbers that now you're working for them.
Yeah. Don't get lazy. We gave you some cash.
Nobody gives you $8 million and say, hey, do whatever you want to. You have to fill out TPS reports. There's an HR requirement now. There's other things we have to do because as the private equity group, we have to report to our lenders and our investors and everything else. So this is a maturation process where, and by the way, you don't just implement good ideas you had over the weekend, right? You vet that stuff out with other intelligent, thoughtful people, not just about, hey, will this work? but about does this take us to where the puck is going to be in 3 years when we look forward to an exit or whatever the criteria would be.
Yeah, and they're looking, the private equity groups looking to build this out, do some other acquisitions, and then essentially like return, an exit for themselves, right? To package this,
Absolutely.
bundle it, and sell it off. But during this, you mentioned TPS reports. Did you just quote the movie Office Space?
Yes, I did. And it's a good way to determine people's age in a very subtle way. So you've outed yourself, Josh. Go
Yeah.
ahead.
Have you seen my stapler? Right.
Yeah.
Great, great movie. So let's do this. For people, what would be a good fit? You mentioned an EBITDA number, 1 to 5 million, right? So like,
Yeah.
we're looking for companies in that space. For companies that are not in that space, what is some advice do you have for them? And then at the end, I want you to say for people that are in that space, where could they connect and do a deal with you?
Yeah, so people that are in that space, they can track me down, I'm sure, through your show notes. Todd Taske, easy to find on LinkedIn. Second Bite Podcast, you can track me down through that. The important criteria to a business is EBITDA. That's how people determine value. What enhances that is how much recurring revenue of your revenue, how much is recurring on a monthly basis, and what is your retention? The other thing is, for example, we had a great transaction at the end of last year for a client that does conversion rate optimization,
Yeah.
which is one sliver in the overall service offering. So if you've got a narrow offering, there's even if you're smaller, there's a bunch of potential places where that can tuck in. So a lot of it is dependent on what you're providing, what the market is looking for. We talk to these people in the market all the time. So we're pretty well aware of either immediate opportunities or where to go to create those opportunities.
Cool. Thanks for sharing. We did that all in 7 minutes or less. If you have a deal, especially a digital marketing business that you'd like Todd to take a look at, maybe give you a valuation or some opinions on it, all his contact information will be in the show notes below. We love you guys, and we'll see you all on the next episode. Bye, everyone.